Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So the man who seems to dress and kind of act like R. Kelly, apparently, allegedly arrested now. We're doing a lot more things like R. Kelly than we originally thought.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
And yes, I'm talking about Andrew Tate and his brother being arrested in Romania in connection with a human trafficking investigation. I'm sorry, every time I see pictures of Andrew Tate in his house smoking his cigar with his mahogany wood or whatever it is behind him, it just reminds me of an R. Kelly video. And he's kind of got the same sort of beard going on too. And now with this arrest affidavit in Romania, the allegations of being involved in human trafficking, well, I guess maybe there's more in common than we all originally thought. I don't even know what to make of this individual. He's kind of been an enigma in my mind since I've ever heard of him. And I don't get the fascination. I don't get the attraction. I don't get any of it.
I don't get how he has all the money.
Any of it. No, I mean, well, his dad was in the CIA. It doesn't necessarily mean you make any money. But I don't
he's
understand.
Been making money.
He has.
Like he likes to show off cars and photos with all kinds of money in front of him. And
he has this image going on, and I don't know where the money, the amount of money he, you know, claims to have, where exactly that would have come from, how it's being made, because I know he makes money. He has that, what is it? The Academy thing online, whatever it is, where he teaches men how to be better misogynists. Than ever
I think
before.
That's basically it.
It's Misogynist Academy. And I'm sorry, even if you are, you know, you charge people $39 a month and you can make a lot of money on that, but not necessarily to like the crazy level that he portrays his life as being.
I think he says he's like a trillionaire, but I think he is a millionaire.
I think, well, easily. You could easily be a millionaire if you convinced enough dumbasses to sign up to Misogynist Academy. And there's plenty of, misogynistic type men who'd love to sign up, and I'm sure he makes a lot of money off of people's stupidity. But I don't know, like he's over the top on so many things, and I just don't get the attraction to his image from anyone, from men to women, because he seemed to be actually liked by a lot of women as well, which is very bizarre to me. And it's this macho, narcissistic male thing that's going on that I don't think it's just limited to Donald Trump, where there was a lot of attraction to that sort of a character. And I'm not talking about politics. If you like him, you don't like him, whatever. I'm just saying his character is what a lot of people really found, I don't know, endearing or something. There was something about it, but it was also so off-putting at the same time, where even those who found it endearing also knew how off-putting it was, but that's what made it endearing.
You know, and I don't find anything about this guy endearing.
No.
And because, excuse me, in 2017, he was banned from Twitter after posting tweets saying that women should bear, quotes, some responsibility for being sexually assaulted. I find that so offensive. You know, it's not like, it's my fault. I was walking my dog. Mm-hmm. You know, it was my fault. I went out with my friends and you gave me a drug in my drink. And then I passed out.
What an insane statement to make. I mean, why?
You know, and he's a guy who thinks of women more as property. You know, once you marry him, they're your property. That's your wife. You get to do what you want. And, you know, it's just, for some reason, people find that like men are like, I want to learn how to be more of a misogynistic asshole like he is.
Well, I just don't get it's like
for my $49 or whatever.
And what are you getting out of that? Like, what are you thinking? Like, if I start, this is great. I mean, I can't imagine there's a lot. I guess it all depends who your company is, the company you keep, what your family's like. And if, you know, you're in, I don't know. It just, none of it seems to make a lot of sense to me. I'm going to guess if you're in Misogynist Academy, you've probably had a hard time.
I like the name of a Misogynist Academy.
You've probably had a hard time maintaining relationships in the past. Just a wild guess. And somehow you think that going to the former kickboxer and paying $39.99 a month is somehow going to get more women attracted to you. You've already had issues with. I mean, it seems like something that the fucking killer in Idaho would be a member of. In terms of like, yeah, this is a guy that's got his shit together. I don't know.
And this is a guy who's got like 4 million Instagram followers, which I always wonder. You can buy Instagram followers too.
You can. Yeah, you certainly can.
You know, so how many does he really have? I don't know.
There's a great deal of following of characters like this in the last many years. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the attraction to narcissism is, because it never ends well, ever.
And I do think your comparison to Donald Trump is valid. I think that, once again, not to talk politics, but, you know, people follow. I didn't like Donald Trump on The Apprentice. So my disdain for him goes back quite a ways, because I just didn't like him.
He's had a very off-putting personality, in my opinion.
To me, very much so. Yeah. But I think that some people are attracted to that because they think, like, well, he's really rich. He's an asshole, but he can say what he thinks. And I want to be able to say what I think. And it empowers people to do that.
Is it now, like
do I think it's bad to say what you think? No, but sometimes it is. Like, you know, some people who influence other people, I think you do need to watch what you say. And that's you should have some responsibility.
You should have responsibility for what you say, I think is the right thing. You can say whatever you want. But, you know, if you start saying absolute crazy shit, then you're going to take responsibility for it. Unfortunately, we're in a place in time now where people can say absolute crazy shit, take responsibility for it, and then have 1,000 or millions of people go, I really agree with that absolute crazy shit you just said. And you can create these tribes of people behind strong man type figures. I don't know if it's a trend. I mean, we've seen this in society. We weren't alive through a lot of it, but we've seen the strong men type figure thing happen during World War II. It's happened many a times through history, and it kind of comes and it kind of goes, because usually when society gets so wrapped up in the strong man type figure and you have all these various versions of it, or one super strong one, and then everything goes to shit, everyone's like, oh, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting because he's not, you know, he's not in government or anything like that. He's just a citizen, but has this this following. Again, I don't know a ton about everything he's involved in. I've just, anytime I see his pictures.
But he does have that academy, which is Hustlers University.
Okay.
Which, anything named Hustlers.
Hustlers University.
His side hustle. But it's $49 a month. And they say they have around 100,000 paying subscribers. Whether you do or you don't,
I don't know.
Is one thing.
He's
got some digital products and private communities on his website. I don't know what that means. And then he did, in an interview this past March, last year, he said that he and his brother run an adult webcam business, which employs lingerie-clad models to have chat sessions with men. That's where this whole human trafficking thing comes into play.
So he's admitted to having this business. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's $4 an hour which doesn't seem right.
$4 an hour?
$4 an hour. Nobody would pay that. It'd have to be $4 a minute.
I would imagine so.
But so I think he's been doing these online kind of OnlyFans sort of videos, chats with people. But it sounds like there are women who say they've basically been held captive and doing that against their will.
Why are you doing
that? That's weird.
Okay, so you have this business, but why are they all at your house doing this?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why aren't they at their own residences and you're paying them?
That's the thing. That's where human trafficking comes in, because it's very much, you know, along the model of prostitution, where you've got the pimp guy who is in control of the woman, and very usually an abusive relationship.
And
she can't get out, and he takes the money, and then he gives her this or that, and then this poor woman owes him all the money. Where she, if she wanted to be a prostitute, could go do it on her own and make her own money.
Well, I think his type of lifestyle, if it's up to him, and maybe it is up to him, and that's what's going on right now, is very much like the harem type thing that R. Kelly had going on. He's even said, one of his quotes is, "Read the Bible. Every single man had multiple wives. Not a single woman had multiple husbands. If it's against the will of God," is what he said. So it's very much, I think he's one of them. He'll pick and choose parts of the Bible and say he's following that part. But it's very much a twisted version of it.
Let's just say this too, or I'll just say it. You know, he's basically a dick. You know, he's a dick and a misogynistic dick. And he just says these horrible things about women. You know, he views them more like property than anything else. And he's a dick. And then I just thought it was funny when he, for some random reason, tweeted to Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
And she's like, what would you say now? 18. She's that girl who's very, very active in the climate change, very, very outspoken. And she's very, very passionate about it. Let her be. Mm-hmm. She can be passionate about it. So then he tweets to her about all his cars, and the emissions. And I have 33 cars. And all these Ferraris and this and that, being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says in the tweet, "Please provide me your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions." Just being an asshole. He didn't need to tweet her. And then she said, "Yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy at getalife.com," which I couldn't have loved more.
Yeah.
And then later he responds, "How dare you?" I'm like, I just think it's so funny that she's, I don't know how old is she now? She's 17 or 18?
I have no idea.
And so it's like one of the most liked tweets ever. Like, people jumped on that and they just are loving it.
Yeah.
So then he tweets this video back of him being a dick again, smoking a big cigar, eating his pizza. So then the theory is that the pizza boxes, which is Jerry's Pizza, which is apparently Romanian, doesn't sound very Romanian, but apparently Jerry's Pizza is Romanian. I don't know. So everybody thinks that Greta Thunberg kind of brought him down, because then he responded with that. They saw the pizza boxes. They went after him. But they have said that the pizza boxes had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that he was taken, arrested, like within a day or so of that tweet, it was kind of awesome.
I can't tell if he's almost like a character.
But what I love is that She tweeted, "This is what happens when you don't recycle your pizza boxes."
That's good.
Like, I love her. Yeah,
I like
Hats off. So whether that had anything to do with anything.
Do you think that he is this character? Do you think that, or do you think he just does this shit on when people see him and when he's on camera, that he, you know, he turns this on? Do you think he's like this 24/7? I don't know.
I honest to God think that he is now. He has become the caricature.
Like maybe he wasn't always this. It started as
he's
a character.
A kickboxer to start with. So, you know, not saying all kickboxers are like this. I'm not. But, you know, you have to have balls.
Macho image.
You know, you've got to be a tough guy to do that. And mentally, that's very difficult. You've got to talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yep.
You don't want the person that you're getting ready to kickbox to be like, he's a softy. You know, you don't ever want that image out there. And probably, this is my guess, he started making money. He started gaining followers. He started like, look at me. And it goes to people's heads.
Sure.
And I think that, once again, in reference back to Donald Trump, I think that, you know, Donald Trump kind of says what he wants. And it doesn't always make sense. But to the people who really support him, they're like, yeah. And it emboldens people to just say whatever they want to say. So with that success, he gets emboldened and then you're looking, look, 4 million people are following me on Instagram. I must be all that.
And he kind of starts to, you start to believe your own hype.
Agreed.
And then you become that version of whatever it is. Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's an interesting one. I believe he's being held for a total of 30 days, but when that is from the point to initially to when he's released, I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on that.
We'll have to do that and kind of follow up on this, because I think this is interesting, because this is a headline from Newsweek.
Yeah.
Newsweek Daily, but the actual Newsweek.
We'll keep
the
an eye.
Taliban?
Yeah.
Taliban worried about Andrew Tate as they ask for his freedom. If you've got the Taliban behind you, you are a misogynistic asshole. If the Taliban is worried about you.
I agree. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. If you want to get all of our episodes, all of our stories, all commercial free, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free right now. And you can binge away ad-free as well through Apple Podcasts. Lock your doors and hide.